coming up this weekend, there's a lot going on in our area. I mean, a lot going on in our area. Pine Plains has their annual fall festival at the Sissing Mountain High School. I think it's the 11th and 12th. And, of course, this weekend is a big weekend in Salisbury and Lakeville. Yes, it now includes both towns as the Salisbury Fall Festival gets underway. And there's a lot to see and do in the Fall Festival. If you want more information on the Salisbury Fall Festival itself, SalisburyFallFestival.org. That gives you a complete rundown of day-by-day activities, the time and places that these events happen at. But one of the big activities happens to be one of the closing day activities, and it's hard to believe that the Brewski Fest, Brew-Ski Fest, is in its 10th year at Satry Hill. But Willie Hallahan, this is the 10th year, right?
It absolutely is, Marshall. Yes, and you're right. Where did the time go? It seems like only yesterday that we held our first one. SWASA is associated with the Brewski Fest because it's at our site and we're the beneficiaries. But what sometimes gets lost in all this is that State Line Wine and Spirits in Canaan is the organizer of it. And they organize it for our benefit, for SWASA's benefit. And they do a bulk of the heavy lifting. I mean, it's when you think about it, it has to be a package store that organizes a beer tasting, because they're the only ones who have leverage over the breweries. They can strong arm them and cajole them into coming. And we've got over 30 breweries coming to Salisbury with personnel, people to pour, on a holiday Sunday. You know, I mean, that takes some work to get all these people there, and they do a great job. They design the poster and do a lot of the promotion for us, too. We do a bunch of our own, but we can't say enough about Chris Batista, who owns State Line Wine and Spirits and also Ledgebrook, the package store in Winston, for what they do. He devotes time and some of his personnel and everything, and that just has to be said. We don't say that enough.
Well, the Brewski Fest is coming up once again on Sunday, October 13th. It's a lucky October 13th because it's a Sunday.
Yep.
1-4 at Satry Hill. But here's what I noticed, the difference right off the bat. As somebody who's not a big beer drinker but likes an occasional beer, not only do you have breweries there with beer, but you also now have grown where it includes hard cider, hard soda. It's got food and, of course, the beers. I mean, it really has. And the number of these companies that show up is staggering.
Yeah, it is. And you're absolutely right. This is a tasting for the non-beer drinker as well. It started off a couple of years ago with a hard cider company, and now there's several hard cider companies. Spike Tea, Arnold Palmer Spike Tea. Who knew? I wasn't even aware they had gotten into that world. And as you said, Spike Sodas. So, and there's several of them. So if you're a non-beer drinker, you can come and certainly get your fill. There is many opportunities for you to taste almost as there are beer drinkers. So, if you're not into beer, but you're into some of these other forms of alcohol, then you won't be caught short. You'll have plenty to taste. And if you want to see, just want a list of who's coming, you can go to brewskifest.com. By the way, you can order tickets over that website, too. You get a discount. There's advanced sale tickets. You can get them for $30, save $5 over tickets at the gate, $35 on that day. But you can either order your tickets and also get a feel for who's coming. And it's a long list. There's many, many. What is kind of cool is now we have all of our local breweries, our new breweries coming, Great Falls Brewing and Norbrook and the newest little Red Barn brewer over in Winsted. They're all coming along with Great Elm and Berkshire, as well as the big names like Goose Island and Harpoon and Guinness and Sam Adams and Sierra Nevada and all those. They'll all be there. The new ones, the local ones will be there. It's just going to be a perfect mix of drinking opportunities. The event goes from 1-4. When you get there, you get your complimentary souvenir tasting glass. It's a 3-ounce glass. And one of the things that I like to tell about our event is that there are quite a few beer tastings going on now. They've become a big deal, and there's some huge ones. But ours, as it's gotten, even though it's gotten more popular over the years, it's still more intimate. You don't have to stand in line to get a taste of something like you do in some of the bigger ones. Sometimes you stand in line, you get up there finally and get your little tasting, and then you hop over to another line, drink it, so you're before you can get another one. That's not the way it is here. There are plenty of vendors, and you can always walk right up. Get your sample, have a chat with the people about what you're drinking, and which is the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah, and what I like about this, for all you folks that have seen, and this is really, the Angry Orchard commercials, Angry Orchard hard cider is going to be there this year, along with another one which I've never heard, woodchuck cider. I'm a person. My grandmother used to make hard cider.
Oh wow!
And we were never supposed to. Drink it.
Well, but, of course not.
and she would even make crab apple cider, and ferment it, and it was really, really good. So the cider mixed with the water, which there, and also Sunday in the Country Food Drive is there selling
that's
food,
right? Yep, that's right. As they always have been from the beginning, there are partners in almost every one of our events. They'll be cooking brats and hot dogs. And selling them for the benefit of the food drive, of course people line up there. But getting back to your point about the ciders, not only is Angry Orchard there, but there's King's Highway Cider and there's another Down East Cider House. There are several. When I say that there's plenty of non-beer opportunities there, I'm not kidding. It's gotten huge.
And now, do you still have the golf ball rule?
We have the golf ball rule. Yeah, near the end of the day, when you come in, you can buy a golf ball. You rent it. I think it's $5 a ball. It has a number on it, and your name is put on that. I think maybe it's five for $20. I'm not sure, but near the end of the tasting, they take all the golf balls that have accumulated. It's like a compound bucket full, and we take them to the top of the landing hill, right at the edge of the takeoff, and then we send them all down the hill. And it's a great fanfare, by the way. People go crazy. These things are the balls bounce down. They look like ping pong balls almost as they're coming down the landing hill. And when they come to a stop, people go out and they figure out which one went the furthest. And that person gets a cash prize. It's a big deal. Everybody has fun with it, and it's a great time. And also, at the very last thing is that everybody gets to take home a pumpkin. We go to great lengths to decorate the tents. By the way, everything's tented. Everything's under a tent. If the weather isn't perfect, then you still come because you can stand under a tent and taste. But at the end of the day, we tell everybody, take a pumpkin, because we've got hundreds of them there, and corn stalks and everything, and everybody clamors to get a pumpkin, and it's just a great time. With kind of a funny aside, every once in a while, someone will pounce on the biggest pumpkin they can find. You know, it's a 50-pounder or so, and then they forget that they've got a bit of a schlep to get back to their car. You know, like every event at the ski jumps, you park out in our field, and you walk down this beautiful country road. The ticket booth is about halfway down, and then you travel on to get to the facility. But it's several hundred yards long, I guess, which it's a nice, pleasant walk, unless you've got this 50-pound burden that you're trying to get back to your car. And sadly, I don't think all of them have ever made it. they kind of get dropped along the way. But anyway, everybody ends up leaving with a smile on their face. They've either got some corn stalks or a pumpkin. We've got live music. There's a new group this year called One Time Weekend that's playing throughout the day, and it's just a great time. You can go to BrewskiFest.com to get your advance tickets, but you can also get physical tickets. You can go to State Line Wine Spirits in Canaan, or they also have another package store in Winsted called Ledgebrook. Or you can go to the Black Rabbit Bar and Grill in Lakeville to get tickets. And you can pretty much get tickets right up until game time, almost. But like if you want to be careful. If you go to like the Black Rabbit for brunch or something on Sunday morning, you're going to get the tickets. They could have run out. They've run out before. So at least plan ahead. If you want your advance sale tickets with a discount, do that ahead of time. The most convenient way, of course, is to order online, brewskifest.com. You can go there, order your tickets, and also see the list of the breweries that are names that are being represented. And we hope to see you there. It's grown in popularity, but it's still kind of intimate in the sense that you don't have to elbow your way through crowds and lines to get a taste of something. It's very low key, friendly, and it's just a great time. And that's why we're still doing it.
All right. Well, one of these years, I want you to drop those golf balls from the top of the ski jump. I think
we'd have to be schlepping through the woods to find them. Right. I think. Yeah. Although it would be fun to watch.
It would be fun to watch. Is all I can say. That's the Brewski Fest, 10th annual, to benefit the Salisbury Winter Sports Association, sponsored by State Line Wine and Spirits. That is coming up on Sunday, October 13th, from 1 till 4. BrewskiFest.com for tickets and more information. Willie, good luck with Brewski Fest, and you know, it's not that far to the ski jumps.
Thank you, Marshall. Yeah, and just by the way, since it's part of Fall Festival weekend, there's plenty going on, even Sunday, the last day, not only our event, but lots of things going on in the town. I've never seen a crowd in Salisbury like they had last year on Saturday of the Fall Festival weekend. It's a great time.